James was a preacher to Jewish people. Everybody has their work. God called Peter to go preach, called Paul to go preach, James preach, and they all had their place. Here he's talking to the 12 tribes. He's talking to brethren. He's talking to Christian Jews, to saved people, but he's talking to Jews nonetheless. And I know this was written to those Jewish believers, but he's written to believers. And that's the same place that we are. We're in the same family. So he says to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greet. You know, I got to thinking, you know, it says in Romans 1, it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And James, he did his work. He did his part like he was supposed to. I was thinking, Brother Todd, this week as I was reading through this, I just wonder, whenever my race is run, did I do my part? I want to get in my place. And run where I'm supposed to run. Brother Joe, I don't want to get in your lane. Yeah. Every one of us has got a race to run. Right. And I want to stay where I'm supposed to be. Right. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And I think James here, that he's doing exactly what he was supposed to do. He says, my brethren. Like I said, he wasn't just talking to Jews. He was talking to believers. But he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And that word temptations here, it takes the meaning of a trial or a proving. The word literally means a putting of proof. I looked it up in, I've got a concordance here at the house, and it said adversity or affliction, trouble, allowed by God, serving to prove or test one's character, faith or holiness. And Brother Keith, that's not proving it to God. God already knows who you are and what you're going to do. But that's the proving to you. You can see where you stand. That's a proving to other people as well. I was thinking about people in the church that went through things and just how that not only is it helped them, but brother, how much I've been helped by watching my brothers and my sisters go through things in this life. I know it's not enjoyable at the time, but you can see the grace of God shining through somebody whenever they're in their darkest times. This world can say, and I've said it myself in the past, how in the world can they face what they're facing? But it's just the grace of God. And the reason they say that's because they don't have the grace of God. They don't know that grace. They don't know that peace. But he says here, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. That word divers just means it's various sorts, all manner of temptations, all manner of proving or trials. He says, count it all joy. You know, to this world, that don't make no sense. It don't. Why would I be happy whenever I'm going through tribulations and trials? But the Bible says we ought to delight in it. Brother Keith, that takes the meaning of let that be the reason for your cheerfulness. Let that be the reason for your gladness. And I know that's a hard thing to do. Brother Joel, I've thought about this, and whenever I've went through things before, it never fails. Whenever I'm in my lowest point, I feel the presence of God. And not only that's good enough right there, Brother Joel. Whenever you ain't heard nothing for a while, and it's been cold, and it's been dark, and you don't see no sunlight, but God just come up there and put His arm around you, that's enough right there. That makes my heart jump. Make you want to do the jumping jacks on the inside just to feel His presence come around you whenever you need Him. But not only that, Brother Keith, but He counted you worthy to go through something, that somebody else might see something in your life, that He might get glory through you. That ought to bring us joy. Not that it's anything in us, but that He would use us in that way. Matthew 5, verse 11, He said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." It says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." If I look at myself, I'm not worthy to do anything for the Lord. I'm not. In my flesh. Brother Todd, I'm apt to fall. But the Lord knows that.
Yes.
And He gives more grace.
Yes.
And just the fact that He would be willing to use me for something. That ought to bring us joy. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." According as His divine power hath given unto us, Brother Keith, He give it to me, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. It means I didn't have it. There wasn't no godliness in me. There wasn't no life in me, but He gave me every bit of this. If you've got any life, you got any godliness, He give it to you. Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. That's a calling from Jesus Christ. It says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature." I said, He's give it to you, Brother Keith. If you've got it, He give it to you.
Yes.
And He says, that you might be partakers of the divine nature. The only way you're going to be partaker of the divine nature is if He did it for you.
Yes.
He has to put that in there. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And that's the only way you'll escape it. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That word virtue means moral goodness, purity, modesty. It says adding to your faith virtue. And a brother, that's not your faith. It says your faith, but that's His faith in you. The faith that He's given you. Add to that virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. That just means understanding. To knowledge, temperance. That's self-control. To temperance, patience. And that's what we're talking about right here. That's that cheerful endurance. So when things is going wrong, you can still walk with a smile on your face. You've still got a song in your heart because you know who's taking you through. That's a steadfastness. He says, "And to patience, godliness." Really, Joel, that literally means a reverence or a respect for God that causes you to be holy. That's doing right before God out of love for God. That's what that is. It ain't that you're godly, but it's the love of God that He's put in you that's making you walk that way. It says, "And to godliness, brotherly kindness." That's just love for the brethren. And it says, "And to brotherly kindness, charity." It says here, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, it says here that He give these things to us. Brother Joel, you might have more knowledge in the Scripture than I do on some things. I'm sure you do. You might have more temperance, but the Lord might have given me a little bit more patience on some things. Or a little bit more, you might have some knowledge in some other things. But if you've got it, it's because He gave it to you. And it says here, and if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If there's going to be any fruit, it's Him. It's what He's done in you. It will come forth. I got them grapevines and them muscadine vines back there in the back of the property back there. Brother Joel, they don't just grow every year and do right if you don't do some work to them. There's got to be some pruning. There's got to be some cut. I don't remember who I was telling, but them grapes and muscadines, they grow off the new growth. You got to prune it back. If you don't, it's going to be the fruit's going to be down on the ground and the foxes and everything else is going to be eating them. If you want that thing to produce like it's supposed to, there's got to be some cutting back. Has to be. And that's the way it is with the Lord. He's going to have to do a work in your life. And there's going to be some times where it's not going to be joyful. There's going to be some cutting. There's going to be some times. Brother Joel, I always have to do my pruning after the winter. After that long, cold, hard time when don't look like there is no fruit. All the leaves is gone. Looks like the plant's dead. That's whenever that pruning comes. But there's a season that's coming. And it'll bloom on out. And it'll look like you never did any cutting. It'll look better than it did last year. But it has to be some cutting, and there has to be some cold, hard times. And those trials, I know they're not enjoyable at the time. But they must be. It has to take place if there's going to be any fruit in your life. All these things, that virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, all those things are given by God. Brother Todd, you can have something, but if you don't use it, then it don't do you no good. I see people up at the hospital and they lay in beds and sometimes them people's up there for months and they get where they about can't walk. They ain't using muscles. For something to be effective, it has to be used. It has to be exercised. And the Lord could give you all the virtue or the patience, but if you're not exercising it, if He gives you faith and you're not exercising it, it ain't doing no good. You'll not see anything because of it. But He said here, count it all joy. Count it all joy. We ought to be counted a privilege to suffer for Christ. Brother Keith, I remember that little song that the kids sing, "This Little Light of Mine." And you think about that candlelight. You know, we was up there going to that reception. It's pretty dark up there. There wasn't no lights around there. You could have one little light bulb out there on the house, and it shone a big, bright light because it's awful dark. And that's the way it is in our life. When we're brought low and we're in dark times in our life, your light shines that much brighter, the light of God that's in you. That's why you ought to be joyful for it. That's why you ought to count it all joy. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It says, knowing this. Brother Keith, I know things through experience. That's how I know them. There was a lot of things in school that I tried to memorize. Some things stuck with me. But the stuff that I really know is the things that I experienced. I'm somebody, you ever let me put my hands to it one time and do it, I'll remember it. You can tell me all day long, I might catch on some of it. But if I can do it, if I can experience it, then I'll know it. He says, knowing this, and that's how you're going to know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That testing, that proving. It says of your faith, that's the faith that God's given you. The trying of your faith says here that it worketh patience.
Yes.
The word worketh there, just it literally means to accomplish, to do that from which something results. It's actually the work of doing it. And we've already said patience is that cheerful or hopeful endurance. But it also takes the meaning of steadfastness or confidence or constancy, rather. And Brother Keith, whenever our faith is tested, when we're going through things, then our faith is increased. Same with any muscle you use in your body. If you exercise it, it's going to get stronger. You exercise it, it's going to get bigger. The more you experience things where you have to trust God, the more faith you'll have in God. I know the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I know you seeing it ain't faith, but you seeing it increases your faith. God giving you patience and you exercising that increases that. And I know there's times that we don't necessarily ask for to go through what we go through. But brethren, I look at it this way. There's times in life, Brother Todd, where you can go your own way. There's times in life that, yeah, I can do it myself. There is. I mean, we can be honest about that. There's times when you don't have to depend on God to get you through. I know how to get to work. I know how to do what I'm supposed to do at work. God wants me to trust Him. And I say that to say this, if you're ever going to have more faith, I know God's going to put you through trials and you're going to face temptations and there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to exercise that faith. Brother, prove God. Trust Him. Just because you can do it yourself don't mean you ought to. We ought to be a faithful people. We ought to be trusting God on everything. I got to thinking while I was thinking over this, I mean, just how many times do I really trust God for everything? I was thinking about just prayer, Brother Joel. There's times I go through my Christian life and I pray all day long. There's days that I'll pray. It's just like you're in a constant state of prayer. But then there's some days where it's just you get in your flesh. I can do this. I go on and don't think about it until you need God. But brother, we ought not be that way. God's still faithful and He'll still answer that prayer. And He'll still help you whenever you need Him, that's for sure. But He wants to help you every day, whether you think you need Him or not. We need to get our mindset where we need Him every day on everything. We need to exercise those things. It says here that the trying of your faith worketh patience. When I'm being tried and tested, God gives me grace to go through it. Brother Keith, whenever you're tried and tested, God gives you that grace. And when God brings you through that trial, when it looks like there's no way out and you can't do it on your own, and God gives you faith to trust Him, when God brings you through that trial, your faith is increased. Your patience is increased. Your cheerful endurance is exercised and it's increased. Brother Joel, a trial ought to get us to the point where we want to go further. We all want to be willing to be used more. Sometimes you come through things and I'm just glad it's over with. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's just sometimes you're glad to see some sunlight, the clouds have parted, you're glad to be on the other side. But sometimes it puts a determination in you that you're going to go on further with God no matter what. That's that faith work, that trial work in your patience. And that's the way we ought to be. It strengthens you. Romans 5 verse 3 says, also not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And it sure does. In 1 Peter 1, he said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That manifold takes on the same exact meaning as these divers temptations. It's all sorts of it. It's like it's coming at you from every hand. He said, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I've read that verse before and I've wondered in my mind, why would the trial of my faith be more precious to me than gold? But brother, it works stuff in you. It strengthens you. It draws you closer to God. Yes. It puts that determination in you that you're going to go on. And brother Joel, you can't just go to the store and buy that. You have to experience it.
Right.
God's got to put it in you. You're going to have to face things to get to that place. And so many of us, so many times, we see a trial coming, we want to try to move around, we want to go the other way. Think about that song Mama sings sometimes, Lord, don't move that mountain. Brother, sometimes you see the dark clouds rolling in and you're looking for another way out.
Yes, sir.
But sometimes you just got to pull up your boots, Brother Keith, and you just got to go on through. And you'll be stronger when you come out the other side. And you can come out the other side rejoicing, thanking God for the one that brought you through. It says, but let patience have her perfect work. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He said, you're going to go through some things. We're going to try your faith and it's going to work patience. He said, but let patience have her perfect work. That word perfect there means complete. Let it be finished. Let it be brought to an end. Well, basically what he's saying right here, brother, is patiently or cheerfully, that's what that word means, cheerful endurance, patiently endure these trials and temptations. Why? So that his work might be complete or finished in your life. So that you're going to grow. You take a little kid to the doctor, and there's little steps that they pretty much go through. Y'all know, I mean, y'all got to get a little one. Y'all take them to the pediatrician. There's things that the doctor's looking for. Or are they doing this now? Or are they doing this? They want to see that they're growing like they ought to be. And it's the same way in the Christian life. There's things you're going to have to go through to get to the next step. He says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Right.
Brother Keith, I know me, and I am not perfect. Far from it. I am not entire, but that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about us here on this earth. He said that word there, perfect, it takes the meaning of full age, mature. He's pretty much saying you're going to have to grow up some. And the word entire means complete in every part, sound, whole. that ye may be perfect and entire. Brother Keith, he's telling us there that he's going to take us through trials. We're going to take us through temptations. We're going to have to face some things so that we can mature, so that we can grow up in the Lord. So we're not just a babe all our lives. Just take the little milk, but we'll be able to get that chunk of steak. I like me some steak. I do. Milk ain't bad, but I want the meat.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get to that point. We're going to have to mature. And the only way you'll do that is to go through some things. He's not saying here that the Christian's going to be perfect without sin. Not in this life. He's working you towards that maturity for the other side. But that's all him.
Yeah.
That's not you, that's him. If you ever get to the place, Brother Joel, whenever I step over into heaven and this flesh is gone and I'm perfect, it'll be because of him.
That's right.
It won't be my works that got me there. It won't be the things that he even done in this flesh. My flesh ain't going to be perfect. It's going to be gone.
Yeah,
that's how I can be perfect, because this flesh is dropped.
Yeah.
But he's talking about maturity here. It's learning by experience that God's able, no matter what you go through, that he's able to take care of it. And that whatever comes your way today or tomorrow or the next day, that God put it in your life and that God's going to bring you through it. And he'll give you the grace and the faith to get through it. Really, Keith, I'll be honest with you. There's times I've went through things and I didn't like the way I come out the other side. I trusted in myself a lot more than I should. I probably could have grown a little further. But brother, you get mature, more mature. And every time you go through something, you're going to grow a little bit more. Sometimes I get frustrated at the rate I'm growing. But it ain't up to me. I'm just in the vine. I'm just a little old branch. It's all in the main trunk on how fast you're going to grow. And he knows what's best.
Yeah.
And but it says here that you may be perfect and entire. It says wanting nothing. That word wanting means to fail or to be absent. It means destitute or forsaken. Brother Keith, he's saying there, you're not going to lack anything to get you through that. Whatever you need, he's got it for you.
Yes.
Whatever you need to go through the trial, the temptation, whatever that's working your patience, that's working your faith, whatever he's put in your life to get you stronger, he's going to give you everything that you need to get through it. You won't be destitute of any of those things. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And Brother Joel, I believe that straight for what it says. And I've used that out of context before and said, well, just if that applies to anything, and it can. But I really think he's talking about in your trial. In what you're going through. You need wisdom how to get through it, ask of God. I think it's applicable. Real Todd, if you need wisdom on how to do something or what to do, sure, ask God. He's the only one that's going to give you any wisdom on it anyway. But he's talking about here about this trial that you've been going through. The working of your patience, the working of your faith is what he's been talking about. He says, if any of you lack wisdom. And he ain't saying if, as in, well, you might need it and you don't. And you might, no, you need it. But he's saying, if any of you, so whoever needs it, whenever you need it, it's there. That word any literally means whoever. He says, if you lack wisdom. Brother Keith, I know you know a lot of things about working on motors and cars and There's a lot of things you can know. But it don't do you no good if you don't have the wisdom to go along with it. How to get that knowledge to and actually apply it. And Brother Joel, it's easy to say whenever you're in a trial, well, I know I need to trust God. So, brother, sometimes I need wisdom on how to do that.
Yes, sir.
How can I get from what's in my head, and I know that I've read the Scripture, and it says this is what I need to do. How do I get that and apply it? He says, if you lack the wisdom, ask God. Brother Joel, sometimes we need to just think about when we're going through things. Instead of looking for a way out, we need to be looking while we're here. Sometimes we need the wisdom to understand that it's a sovereign God that put us in this place.
Yes, sir.
And we need the wisdom to, Brother Keith, sometimes I need the wisdom to submit that this is where the Lord wants me. You know, it's hard when everything's is going wrong and everything looks bleak to say, you know what, I can be content right here because I know you're doing something. A sovereign God put me in this place and I'm going to go through this. And instead of fighting against God the whole way, and He'll bring you through kicking and screaming, to go on and be a light for somebody. The wisdom to understand that God's in control over every bit of it. And the wisdom to understand that if you're going to make it through, then He's going to be the one that's going to bring you through. He says, if you lack that, He said, ask of God. Seek the counsel of God. I thank God for our pastor. I can seek His counsel on things, but Brother Joel, I need to ask God.
Yes. Yes.
I know you got access to God, but I do too.
Sure.
You do too, Brother Keith.
Yes, sir.
Any of y'all believers, you have direct access to God. I think it's right to ask you, Pastor, if you need some help or some prayer with something. Sure. A good brother in the Lord that you know that's done been through that way. Sure, ask them. Get some advice. But ultimately, you need to ask your wisdom of God. Because I fail and you fail. God never fails. Never. He said, let him ask of God. Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given you.
Yes.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Proverbs 2, he said, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Brother Todd, he didn't just say, ask, there in Proverbs. He said, when you go searching for, like it's silver, if it's a treasure that's hidden and you can't find it, and you go looking for it, and you're bound to determine you're going to find it no matter what, then that's whenever you're going to get it. And I don't think I got to beg God for anything, Brother Joel. I don't think I do. I'm a son. I got access to the Father. But there's sometimes you're going to have to just say a little bit more than, Lord, I need this. Now,
yes.
Would you please help me?
Yes.
Sometimes the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer.
Yes.
Fervent means there's some heat to it. There's some fire.
Yes.
There's some unction there. It's earnest. And sometimes you're going to have to get in there and really desire something.
Yes.
And not just knock one time. But keep on and knock until He gives it to you. That's what He's talking about here. He said, you need wisdom to act in these things. He said, go ask God. It says that give it to all men liberally. That means bountifully. That means whatever you need, he's going to give it to you. He'll give you more than what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Says he giveth to all men liberally.
Yep.
And God will. If you ask for it, if you beg it, if you desire it in your heart, not just going through the motions, Lord, I need help with this today, but Lord, I really need your help today. And mean it in your heart, God's going to give you help.
Yes.
He's never failed me. Does he always get me out of my situation at the time? No. But he gives me help.
Yes.
Gives you strength to go on through.
Yes.
And sometimes you just need the wisdom of the Lord, which way do I need to walk? Sometimes it's so dark that I can't see where the path's at. And you need that wisdom. It says that upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Brother Joel, that upbraideth, that man just... He don't hold my past over me. He's no respecter of persons. He ain't going to say to me that, well, you remember what you did back there?
Right.
I'm going to give grace to Brother Joel, but I ain't going to give it to you because he didn't do those things in the past. He ain't that way.
No.
You know, sometimes people can be petty on things. People can remember your past, but God don't.
Right.
If it's been washed under the blood, he don't remember that. He don't remember it. And he ain't going to favor me over you or you over your other brother. We're all equal in the sight of God. If you've been washed by the blood, you're equal. And he's willing and able to give you what you stand in need of. James 4, he said, you have not because you ask not. And a lot of times I don't get what I really need in this life. I don't have what I want or what I desire in my heart because I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
He said, you lack wisdom. He said, ask God.
Yes,
you need something in this life, go to the one that has it all. Brother Keith, why would I fret and worry? When I need something in this life, when my Father, my Heavenly Father, owns everything.
Yes.
Made it all. And is able and willing to give it to any one of us that need it. I don't have to beg and plead. All I got to do is ask.
Yes.
Believe Him. Trust Him and ask Him for it.
Sure.
Not asking amiss, but asking for what I need, what I stand in need of. God wants to help us.
Yes.
God wants to give you grace.
Yes, sir.
God wants to help you through your trials.
Yes.
And we ought to be cheerful as we go through them. I know it's not easy sometimes.
Yes.
But you got to know that on the other side, there's this. It's for a purpose.
Yes, sir.
And God's going to help you through it. And I thank Him for His help this week and showing me a couple of things. There's a lot of times I get poor mouths. A lot of times I get, well, Lord, why am I going through this? But He spoke to my heart this week. I'm teaching myself more than I am trying to help y'all. God helped my heart this week. We ought to be thankful.
Yes.
Every time I stand in a trial, every time I stand in a place, I know what God's going to do through it.
Yes.
Because I've already experienced it. I've already been there, Brother Keith. You've been through things that I've not been through. I've been through some things that some other people ain't been through. But the light of God shines greater in our lives whenever we're going through things like that. When we come through them. And we ought to count it all joy just to be used of God some way.
Yes.
And not only that, not only are you going to be used of God, but God's going to help you through it. Going to mature you a little bit more further down the road. Great.
Yes.
I'm going to get help and strength. We ought to count it all joy. God bless you.
Amen.
Smile.
I'll get your power back on. Well, that's good. What? Do you? I hate that.
You've done him up on that car now.
Huh?
You've done him up on that car. Who helped you, Chris?
Was Brian's making it out there.
Were they?